This is a HeadGum Original.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Previously on the HeadGum Podcast. On the news with me.
Singing, I love variants. Spent a lot of time in Cape Town, baby. COVID variants. Just took a trip to London town. Ow. My lungs hurt.
Are you fucking kidding me?
Was it belated? Was the show belated?
What?
Was the show you passed on belated?
Belated?
The theme song was happening. You can't already like come in hot and angry during the opening number. Like, no. That should be the biggest, highest energy, positive moment. And you were yelling at Billy during it.
No, because you know what? We get on the Zoom and Billy's like, oh, I have to pass on an audition, which you shouldn't do, by the way. Because all work is
you
work.
You can, by the way. And don't you tell can, me no, yeah. Because that is what happened.
That's what happened. You can do it. I'm not saying it's encouraged. Yeah. Yes.
Yes. You can.
This is
but don't tell me no. I said don't yell during a theme song. You said no, because... So the no part meant nothing.
Bang! I want a bomberoo right out of the gates. Hit me, Johnny.
All right. I mean, it just came out of nowhere. That kind of... You were already bringing the show down. It seemed like you and Amir were already in a little tizzy, and I felt a little awkward about it.
It's not a tizzy. It's just conversation. Conversation can be tense and still be there.
I mean, you're not wrong, but this is a comedy podcast. You should probably be... A little bit
Billy,
nicer.
Did you pass
energetic.
On Untitled Legal Project?
Oh, no, I didn't pass on Untitled. Did you read for Untitled Legal Project?
Yeah, recently? Well, it was more of a deposition than an audition.
Right. What did you do?
You had jury duty and you didn't show up or something?
Yeah, I
had jury duty and I didn't show because...
And it's called passing on Untitled Legal Project. That's a little Hollywood joke for you guys. That's a classic zinger you can tell at... A West Hollywood eatery like a Sweet Greens or a Tender Greens or an Era Juan, like a classic LA style patisserie, deli, catessen, restaurant style cafeteria.
Any of these greens. Yeah.
None of those are any of the things you just said. They're not delis or bakeries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can call me daddy.
Billy, you just cut your hair.
Yeah, I did.
And we do these over video now. I don't know if you know that, but...
I did know. You didn't warn me of that, but I did know that.
Okay.
You should have told me that, but I did know that that was going to happen.
You're saying as a producer, you know,
yeah,
part
as
of
a
my
producer,
job is
as a
know.
Friend, yeah, just yeah. Let me know, hey, we're going to be recording this as a video. But yeah. I was aware of that.
Major key alert. Catch people off guard to find them at their worst.
You're... Terrible.
So you didn't learn your lesson. You learned the opposite lesson. That's worse than not learning a lesson. You messed up and then you doubled down to turn it into a life hack.
That was easy.
Johnny, last week's episode was a hit. Booba cheeky of it all.
The comments don't lie.
Yeah.
They're commending me, which is great. It feels good.
They're Camilla commending you. Or it should have been Sean Comendez.
Camilla it's, commending their relationship. Because they are Splitsville. I don't know. Did you
yeah,
know
they,
that? Did you cover
Splitsville.
That? They broke up.
Do you think they decided to call it Splitsville at Squaresville?
Probably
too
not.
Niche, don't.
What do you mean it's too niche? It's a vintage store on Vermont.
Yeah.
Now that is really niche, yeah.
A single store.
It's a vintage store in Vermont that you recommended me go to, and it was closed twice when I went. So. They had two separate COVID outbreaks.
Yeah, that's true.
So I don't know why you did recommend it.
I did apologize to them for bringing it there, but I got a shirt that was for the 1996 Atlanta Olympics. So who's really laughing now?
Nobody.
Yeah, no one's laughing.
It's a losing game for everybody.
I'm just reading about last week's episode. HeadGum's newest hire, Gianna, joins Johnny, Marika, and Jeff to discuss rice wine.
I spelled that wrong, actually. It was supposed to be rice wine. So it was basically like, you feed a sow a ton of pumpernickel.
Okay.
What is this? This is an ambush.
Us. You know what you just said, right? What did you imagine to happen when you made the rye swine? Feeding a sow pumpernickel. You wanted the fucking standing ovation? You have to play the audio clip then.
I was excited about it. Billy, what's new in the life and times of Brick?
Not much. I bowled my best game yesterday.
Ooh,
200?
Not even close.
70?
Yeah. No, 151. It was my That's best game of like an... It was okay. I kind of blew it at the end, but I got off to a really hot start. And then, I don't know, I'm going back to Canada soon.
Why?
I'm going to see a movie tonight. I don't know. I'm not loving it in Los Angeles. And... Mm. I'm going to be there just for the holidays and then figure out where I'm going to go after that.
LA was semi-permanent. It wasn't like you weren't moving here for real, for good.
No, this was me like just testing it out kind of for a few months and then maybe longer term, depending on, you know.
Well, thanks for giving us confidential information. So we had to fucking edit that out. Cause that's
Are you going to cut your hair soon, Jeff?
No, I don't think
so. Let's see it. Oh my God. Holy shit. It's so long and you have no end in sight.
We're doing these as a video podcast, so you're like playing it up for audio, but most people are going to be watching it and it's not that long.
It's pretty long.
Oh actually. My God. It's flowing in the wind. The sun is setting and kind of just clipping it perfectly. A rim light from behind you.
Yeah.
You have Fabio style length. And girth.
Girth, yeah.
So the plan is to just keep it going down past your shoulders, TBD.
I think so. There'll probably come a day where I'm sick of it because it is kind of a lot of maintenance, but I like being able to like do things with it.
Like what?
And women love it, Billy.
Do they?
Yeah. They like running their little dirty little grabbers through it.
Gross. Yeah. Don't say that.
What the hell is your problem?
Yeah, it's awful.
And that's the reaction I earned, by the way.
You don't get to play God and decide what reaction there should be to each of your jokes.
Johnny, what's new in the times of Villa? Not the life, just the times.
The times?
Yeah.
It's 5:43. It's kind of darker in New York a lot earlier now because of daylight savings, which is interesting.
Grittier, yeah. It's like a darker, grittier town. I know what you mean.
Gritty. Oh, man. You know New York, man. Yeah. I can tell.
Yeah.
Yeah,
welcome to New York. Welcome to New York. We've been waiting for you.
Billy, you should live in New York because, like, if you're, like, at the beginning of where you're going to decide to live... If I could go back and do it over again, I think I would do New York first because eventually you'll probably have to move to LA.
Jeff, you're like 23 years old.
I know, but like came here for college and then I'm going to, abandon all my close friends who care about me a lot and do things for me even when they forget my birthday?
Was it your birthday recently?
No, it was your birthday recently.
Recent enough, yeah.
Three weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
Amir?
Aren't you moving to New York in like 3 days?
Yeah, yes.
You just said you're not going to abandon all your friends, and I just remember you are moving in like 3 days.
Okay, all right. This is that William N. Brick shit. This is that Nicholas style.
My email, yeah.
Yeah. Again, don't dox yourself.
I don't, like, they don't know. They don't care. No one's going to email me about this.
Now they will. And guess what else? The fucking out of context Twitter thing is probably going to blast your email to not only the Twitter spheres, but DeviantArt, Johnny style.
So yeah, probably I guess DeviantArt. Bleep it.
Yeah, and also we can bleep. Mir's right.
No. I made my bed. I made
I
my
can't
bed. I'll sleep in it too.
In good faith, ask you to delete my email from the show. I need to deal with the repercussions here.
I need to learn about that. Yeah.
There needs to be consequences to my actions.
I respect that.
We talked about this briefly over text, but I've been trying to get wise recently. And that manifests in various modes of communication, not only verbal, but non-verbal and nonviolent. And I thought Hopefully. That maybe we could just take a couple minutes to be wise.
What does that entail? That's not enough of an icebreaker. That's not a leaping off point.
Let's Give go to the New York Times. Guidance. Let's go to the New York Times and we'll talk about one of these articles.
Okay.
House narrowly passes Biden's social safety net and climate bill. Yeah. Let's not act like this is progressive legislation.
Not
this
wisdom, is, by the way.
Yeah. What's just, that?
You're giving us knowledge, I guess, but it's not
News.
Really. Yeah.
Yeah, and if you want to
reading
wax.
Headlines at us doesn't make
News
us
is
smarter.
Wise. News is wise. News is how you get wise because you know the facts, ass.
I would argue that wisdom is more about the ability to absorb information. It's almost like intelligence versus knowledge. You're just giving us the answers, but you're not really enlightening us in a way that lets us enjoy the journey, if that makes sense.
Okay, right. And riddle me this. My GPA was 4.12 on a 4.33 scale in high school. So
what's a 4.33 scale?
That's A+.
So anything like 97 and up was an A+, and that gave you a 4.33.
Yes.
So you got looks. It's just generally half A pluses and half A's.
Correct.
Impressive.
I got a B plus once.
Nice. Still not wisdom. I don't think. Think you were just good at taking tests or something.
Yes, and that's what I was bringing it up to say, is that knowing just the answers is wisdom and vice versa.
Right. The fact that you think that is not wise.
Yeah, the exact opposite.
I don't know why. You guys always wait for me to fucking facilitate joy. I'm wondering if you guys bring your own shit in, right? Last week, Johnny came really prepared. I'm not saying segments this year. I'm just saying, not this week, but I'm saying contribute to the conversation. Don't wait for me to kind of quarterback it. Because
Major key alert.
Major key alert. Do you have one?
No, it sounded like he just fucking said one. Don't facilitate.
No,
what was it?
It wasn't a major key alert.
It was a minor note alert.
It was a major bag alert.
Nice.
Did you read the receipt of the food I sent
no,
you?
No, I did not read the receipt. You know why? Because it was covered with fucking ants and a squirrel raccoon got to it. There was debris all over my front porch. So I didn't read the receipt. I didn't get the joke because you sent it to me. Nobody touched the food. $40 worth of fast food, chicken and fries delivered to my door, left for animals to have. I couldn't even enjoy it. I would have liked to eat chicken, but Jeff doesn't tell me that it's coming. He just orders it. It stays on my front porch. And the joke is that I find it a day or two later. I have to clean it up because, of course, there's fucking sauce and fries all over my front yard. And then I throw it away. And then I text Jeff, nice, you got me. Animals ate $40 worth of food that you sent me and didn't tell me about. And he goes, major bag alert. Did you read the receipt? No, I didn't read the receipt. Just text me a fucking joke. You don't have to spend $40 to write it on a card that someone delivers to me and I never read. What was the receipt? Major bag alert?
It was, so you know how Postmates sometimes does like branded deals for like TV shows or major media personalities?
Okay. No, but sure. Like the Travis Scott burger or something?
It was, so DJ Khaled has a Postmates partnership right now, and it's another wing. And so I got you the major bag alert, which is, let me just, I really want to cite my sources here.
So why don't you tell me that it was coming?
I thought they were going to knock on your door.
And then you thought I got it and ate it and didn't tell you anything.
No, when I didn't hear from you, I assumed it was at your door, and then I didn't text you. Major bag alert. 30-piece classic boneless wings with choice of two flavors, regular fries and dips.
Wasted.
And yeah. I did it with, I got the You Loyal lemon pepper sauce and the They Don't Want You to Win Truffalo.
Nice. So just take a screen grab of that and send it to me. You don't have to actually order it. Have people prepare and drive it over for absolutely nothing.
Did you tip the driver, Jeff?
I tipped him 15%.
Nice.
Nice, yeah.
You
told him to keep the food. Wouldn't have gone to waste. Yeah.
That would have been great.
Absolutely. Maybe really just nice leave thing, the card.
Yeah, but then we wouldn't have had this conversation.
Let me see if I can pull up the photo. Another,
he would have been like, someone gave me the major bag alert at work. I was having a tough day. It was a long day. Mm-hmm. And my air conditioning wasn't working in my car. And then I just got this amazing notification that said I could keep the food.
Mm. It would have been great.
Yeah, it would have been much better than this. This is like a 10th, not even, this is like a 25th of the podcast.
This is what I saw the next morning at 9 a.m. after walking my dog.
I just want to mention that some of their other sauces were Suffering from Success, Sweet Sesame Teriyaki, I Ain't Regular Ranch.
Oh.
Yeah.
I can't be held accountable.
It's your doing. You did this. You've admitted guilt.
Jeff is just admitting a different problem that he has unrelated to this. I'm incapable of being held accountable for shit.
No, but it is time for a seminal segment that we've been doing every week, Billy. Sorry. Okay.
So yeah, you caused that.
You could have just turned that off at any time.
Wasting precious time.
Yeah.
Or not pressed it.
Bond of the week.
James or
Street, the sushi place in New York. No, James Bond. Every week until the next James Bond is cast, we're gonna lob up our casting options for the next James. This week, I'd like to posit Bill Nye.
Why?
Too old.
Yeah. Because then the movie could be called Golden Nye.
No, they're not going to parody their own name.
Golden Nye 007.
Yeah, they're going to put the actor's name in the title for a pun.
Is there any precedent for that?
There is none, but you know what? There's no precedent for Pierce Brosnan. He was Irish. He was absolutely Irish. And now he's trying to sell a beach house mansion in Malibu for $100 million?
I don't know. Isn't there something with watches and bonds? You're into watches. Is there like a James Bond watch connection?
Yeah. So the earlier movies, it was Rolex would supply the watches. So that's part of how the Submariner got became iconic. And then eventually the partnership changed to Omega, which is huge for Omega because they're... less beloved brand, but every time a new Bond movie comes out, they release a watch that's in the movie and you can buy it limited edition. And people liked the Seamaster that they released for this one. What is it? No Time to Die. But it's not my favorite. the loom plots are, it's faux patinaed, which is
screw
is
you, man. Screw you. It's basically like this.
Yeah.
Kind of.
No, yeah, we get it.
Oversized.
Isn't that a bolt?
Shut up. I didn't want a bolt, so I thought I'd screw you instead.
Are you nuts?
That's good. That's a great
That's really good. Yeah. We do have to take a break. I wish we could ride that like adrenaline and momentum comedy wise, but we do have to take a break and thank some sponsors. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. Guys, my social battery is starting to come back, I have to say, because, you know, we're all less social in the winter habitually. And I feel like I've sort of charged up for a summer of filling my cup. But it can be easy to ignore our social battery altogether and spread ourselves thin, especially with social gatherings picking up after the winter, like I said. What's the right amount of socialization for you? And how do you recharge? Maybe you thrive around people, or maybe you need some time alone. Therapy can give you that self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't drain your battery. I'm in therapy every week. It definitely helps me rearrange my priorities so that I can prioritize my social battery and making sure I have that time to recharge, which I need. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/whatsthat today to get 10% off your first month. Again, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/whatsthat. Thanks, BetterHelp.
This HeadGum Podcast is brought to you by Aura Frames.
That is right.
From grandmothers to new mothers. Aunts, even the friends of your life, every mom loves an Aura Frame.
Holy shit, even aunts?
Yes, especially aunts.
Oh, wow.
Because it was named the best digital photo frame by Wirecutter and selected as one of Oprah's favorite things. I mean, these Aura Frames are guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages.
I believe it.
You have an Aura Frame, don't you?
Yes, I actually more than believe it. I know it. I've got one for my mom, my mother-in-law, my grandmother-in-law.
And dare I say, your aunt?
And dare you say, my aunt and my aunt-in-law. Everyone's got one. Everyone loves them.
I mean, Mother's Day is right around the corner, and there's no better gift than a digital photo frame. You give them the frame. It's got preloaded pictures in there. And you know what? You can update it with an app. So every time you take a new picture of a sweet little person or place or thing in your life, it gets automatically sent to that frame.
Exactly.
And right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. Holy smokes.
Excellent deal.
Yeah, that's AuraFrames.com. You use the code HEADGUM at checkout to save.
HEADGUM. Nice.
Yes. HeadGum. It's easy to set up. It's loved by everybody, including Oprah, including your aunt.
Mm-hmm.
So do check them out. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code HeadGum at checkout to save.
Damn right.
And terms and conditions apply, of course.
Of course.
Thanks again to Aura.
And we're back. Let's get the energy up. You guys aren't contributing as much as I'd like you to, other than Amir. Amir's bringing some energy. I don't know where it's coming from. Hopefully it stays going into his weekend. And that this doesn't zap it, because he always complains that when he does this show, it kind of sucks your creative energy.
You said he didn't know where his energy was coming from. It was coming from a very spiteful and hateful place. He was mad that you delivered food to his door, unannounced, and
made
while he was
away,
out of the house.
Yeah, half anger for you and half of this cold brew that I'm quickly finishing, unfortunately.
Mm. Billy, did I do something to hurt your feelings?
You invited me to your HeadGum Live show, told me I was on the list, and then I arrived bringing my girlfriend, feeling proud, and I wasn't on the list, and they didn't allow me in.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Should we call Finn and have him loop in Millie?
Okay. No, right? For like a number of reasons, definitely not.
Well, I'll send you some fast food to make up for it.
Don't
at least let him know that it's there.
Welcome to Backup Careers.
Or nah.
No, it's just...
Let me fucking host the show if you're going to give me this platform.
I like Amir.
You want me to fucking change it on the fly to Backup Careers or nah?
Because it could kind of be like, you could have a backup career, or you could pursue what you really wanted all along, which I think is wise.
That is wise. That's very wise of Amir.
Yeah. Well, then
to have a backup and choose to not follow it means that you're thinking about it, and it means that you're betting on yourself in such a way that it doesn't matter. You know what the other paths are, but you're just going to stay true to yourself. And in that way, success does, you don't need like financial success or like critical success. Just the fact that you're doing it and pursuing what you really want means that you're being successful. I think that that's much better. What did you say, Jeff? Was it just backup careers?
It doesn't mean anything.
So I don't like how wise Billy just sounded, because it makes me, by comparison, less wise.
Didn't you want us all to get wise together or something? Wasn't
that but let me lead the pack. Please. This is Backup Careers, Kyrie Irving / Johnny Villa edition.
Why?
Wise. So basically, it's going to be, I'm going to list a couple backup careers, and then you guys guess whether that's one that, or basically like, tell me whether that's suitable for Kyrie Irving, who clearly doesn't care about basketball anymore, or Johnny Villa, who at a certain point is going to have to kind of get realistic if he wants to have a family.
Get realistic? Okay, fine. Why don't we just go ahead? Let's just start.
Basketball coach for underserved youths.
See, obviously not me. I don't have any basketball experience. I'm not even like 5'10". I'm not even close to that. So I don't even know why. You know what? All right, Kyrie Irving. Fine.
Okay.
Do we have to guess as well?
Yeah, everybody has to get their answers in. There's no right or wrong answer here.
Yeah. See, why are you asking then?
Fine. The right answer is Kyrie.
Yeah. Kyrie Irving. Yeah. Great basketball player. One of the most talented basketball players probably of all time.
Yeah. One of the best point guards for sure. Yeah,
he'd be a great coach.
That and his social wherewithal would be amazing in terms of
his sort of locker room presence, and his locker room presence would be so helpful to the youth basketball organization.
Yeah. He has presence and prescience.
Impressions, you said?
Prescience. Because he's not getting this this fucking vaccine because he knows what it's going to do to you.
Next guy. Just go to the next guy. Don't start this.
RV campsite Blackwater attendant. And I'm just going to skip to saying this is Johnny.
Why? What kind of experience do I have with that kind of job?
Well, the issue is you don't have a lot of experience in general, so it's kind of like you can do anything that can be taught in an afternoon, part of which would be kind of emptying the sewage from Winnebago's.
I'm realizing now we sort of skipped over Bond of the Week, right?
Yeah, like, I did notice Bill that, too. Nye, and I had some crazy cool answer.
Okay, then let's hear your guys' Bond of the Weeks and as we power through this.
All right, my Bond of the Week would have to be... someone from BTS. It would have to be Jimin, I think, because that's the only one I know. But
that's
a BTS person would boost the sales for Bond exponentially. And also the fact that we're talking about it right now means the BTS army is going to run this podcast up.
That's wise.
Yeah.
No, thank you. No way.
We're all getting pretty wise, probably except Jeff. But
two really wise answers.
I've been wise.
You haven't, two of us, two or three of us have been pretty wise.
Yeah, totally.
Billy, what's your Bond of the Week?
Well, I would say we should pick someone that is unexpected. A lot of people are talking about maybe making Bond a woman, or maybe casting a black actor, or some people even talking about Americans. So I think, what if we just went against all those conversations and cast a white British male actor? Like Jack O'Connell, who I think kind of has the look for it. And he was in that movie 71 with Barry Keoghan, who's another actor who I don't think would be right for James Bond. But I just think that it would be surprising and kind of ballsy of them to just go and give us exactly what we've had in the past.
That's cool.
Instead of like allowing it to be progressive.
Right. Going with the grain is the new against the grain.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
That was pretty wise.
That's actually really wise. Yeah. Who'd you say, Jeff?
That was pretty wise.
Who'd you
say?
I'll
give you that one. I said Bill Nye the Science Guy, just in terms of...
Yuck.
Yeah.
Yeah. Golden just like, Nye.
Just like also,
he would be the villain at that point. Too. Why not have him be the villain? He could be GoldenEye, and then he could be playing himself turned evil. Instead, he's playing James Bond, but the pun is a villain's name and the actor's name. It doesn't make any sense at all.
There's no way they would do that.
Yeah, I just was thinking in terms of merchandising opportunities.
What merchandising opportunities?
T-shirts, watches.
That just say GoldenEye on
GoldenEye.
It? This is a sick joke that you have.
Yeah.
Give it up.
The other thing it would be like posters. Like it's so easy. It kind of the slogans write themselves. It could be like the next Bond is nigh.
Oh my God. I have fucking hives from you, I think.
Amir, who's your Bond of the week? Billy, that actually is, if they're going to go white British guy, this is probably the best pick anyone's had the past couple of weeks.
Is Jack O'Connell or Bill Nye?
Bill Nye could be awesome, but Jack O'Connell. Amir, who's your Bond of the week?
Let's go with coming off of Space Jam 2. I'd love to see a LeBron James Bond. Yeah.
LeBron James?
Yeah. Hell yeah. LeBron James.
Yeah, he's already tall and hot and like athletic, so like he can do some real cool. And what if Bond has to dunk a bomb at the end of the game? Or a chase down LeBron James at the end of the game? So it's like a guy putting a bomb in the rim and LeBron fucking... Dun, 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 dun. They use the Mission Impossible theme.
Mission Impossible theme?
Swatting it out of the way.
Yeah.
He changes his number to 007.
That's really good.
Stop him from doing it because they've already sold all the jerseys. And they just can't. Yeah.
And then he
should pitch
movie,
that. I could get on board with LeBron. Yeah.
LeBron James. In the movie, he'll have like a little Livestrong style bracelet and it'll say, just a kid from Pet Bottom.
Is that where he's from?
Yeah.
What's that?
It's like the emoji LeBron always uses.
Oh yeah, the praise hands.
Yeah.
Sorry. Yeah, that's pretty good, I guess. We could get is it M or Q? Who's like the
both.
Old lady
Q's the
character.
Tech guy, M's the kind of head of MI 6.
Yeah. So Q's not the old lady character then. I mean, M's not the old lady character.
M is
it's
the
Q,
old lady.
It's M. Sorry.
Q is
Genie
the
Bus.
Tech guy.
Genie
no.
Bus can be M. Yes. Yes.
Isn't one of them from Mission Impossible? M and Q are both Bond.
Yes.
MI6 is Mission Impossible 6.
Yeah. MI6 is what we call Mission Impossible 6. That's the fucking joke of the episode. You have to start awarding that shit now.
I think LeBron James is the joke of the episode.
Either way, Billy's taking on the hardware.
I feel like Amir was about to say LeBron James though, and I kind of stole
but
it.
I didn't, and that means I'm getting a step slow. Thank you.
Do you know that highlight? And I'm sure you do, and I could be wrong, but when they try and get the ball to Kobe at the end of the game, and then Nick Young caught it and then shot it and hit the buzzer beater.
Yeah, and it went in, right?
Yeah, and he hit the game winner. That's what that was. You were setting, you had it, the clock was winding down, you were turning the corner, getting to your spot, and then I kind of intercepted the pass from my own teammate and then shot a terrible three and somehow banked it in.
History will only remember Nick Young and forget Kobe Bryant, though. I already don't know who Kobe is.
I might... I'm not going to say it. I had a different segment planned in place of this one that we're still in the middle of. That was basically about how the Princess Diana musical got just absolutely reamed by the New York Times theater critic because as exploitative and bad. And so I was going to say, what other tragedies could we exploit for money? Awful. But it was all too dark.
Yeah. Disgusting.
Yeah.
Let's keep it going here. We'll kind of like power through the rest of this. Let's get a
Please.
In the head here.
Power through.
Power through.
Full-time social activist. I think Kyrie would be good at that.
I couldn't hear because the yeah.
full-time
soundboard.
Social activist. I think Kyrie would be good at that. Johnny, on the other hand, I think could be a sex worker whose clientele is mostly self-hating Republican homophobes. So like you get basically turned inside out by Josh Hawley, and then he'll like go across the street to the Capitol and still pass anti-LGBT legislation.
Turned
it sounds awful. Yeah,
it's turned inside out.
Why that visual?
The fuck is wrong with you, man? Turned inside out.
Turn me inside out. Turn me out. I think Johnny could also be good as the last remaining Pony Express courier. So like cash him in like Eastern Oregon, like hauling ass on an ass to get like one fucking scroll to a librarian in Ashland.
I can definitely foresee myself becoming that.
Yeah.
You know how like at the end of a high school day, it's like 2:43 or something, and like the teacher's still talking, and it's like, I'm just fucking seconds away from the weekend, and the teacher's like, actually, like, let me start this next chapter. Like, that's what this is. Like, the fact that we do this on a Friday afternoon is a very specific form of intellectual torture on the guests specifically, because people can just listen to it whenever they want. The fact that you're like grabbing our ankles as we're trying to like get away from you and enjoy our time on a Friday night, and we have to hear, what was it? Fucking Johnny would be an activist or whatever the hell, or Kyrie, or like, what yeah. is that? What is that? How did you think of that? Why did you think of that? Kyrie or Johnny?
Not only are you grabbing our ankles and trying to, every time we're trying to leave, like even here, we're having conversations on the side and we're having a little bit of fun and I can feel the energy kind of creeping upwards, but then you kind of chime in and then all of a sudden,
yeah,
you know, just ruin the entire experience.
Yeah, you're poisoning the well. You're souring the dessert. You're like, you're allergic to having a good time. And when this show accidentally hits a stride through, literally despite what you're trying to do, you put the kibosh on all of it, like Spider-Man stopping a train, try as you might, trying to like grind any momentum that we're figuring out to an absolute halt. You suck. I mean, what do you, what can I say? I can't be any more plain than that. You're not good.
And you're not wise. And I think that's the real nail in the coffin.
Nor do I think he's capable of being wise. Like, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of people can figure it out or like get to a point where they can set themselves up for wisdom.
Oh my God. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Jeff is a wafer. He's an empty vessel. He's a jicama. Like, what is that root vegetable on my fucking plate? It's the clear foamy beige one, right? You are jicama.
Yeah. Oh my God, now I'm feeling like the energy creeping up. We're kind of bonding over this.
Yeah.
It's weird. Like, the wisest thing that Jeff could do is just give up on being wise, but he's so incapable of being wise in any way that he'll always be in pursuit of it and he'll never be able to get it.
Exactly.
So, like, he'd find some solace if he just accepted himself as this empty loser in a losing game and just moved on and tried to live in the moment or something, but he can't even do that.
He's like, balsa. Yeah. He's a balsa wood, a jicama man, an empty coffin. He's a thin, hollowed out vessel of a nothing. It's so... And he doesn't even get it. Like, it's crazy. It's so fucked up. That's like the fucking...
That's enough! That's enough! You had your fun. You talked about wafers. You talked about radishes.
No, I did not.
This is my show.
I didn't say a radish.
I'd love to eradicate you.
Dude, this is what we're talking
about. I take out
about.
A gun.
And a turnip.
That was really hurtful. Let's move on.
That was easy.
That was easy.
Let's smile. Let's get into it again. Smile. Everybody smile, come on. You guys are undirectable.
Don't you're tell a terrible us director.
To smile. Yeah.
Welcome to Michael or Buster, Keaton edition.
This is 40 minutes. You're starting a new segment. By the way, we skipped a segment. There was going to be two more segments after this?
Yes! Michael or Buster, Keaton edition. Here we go. I'm going to list some quotes, and you have to attribute them to the right Keaton. Michael or Buster.
Imagine thinking you're going to hear the plug section and then just like, now it's time to start playing Michael or Buster, the Keaton edition. This is what I'm talking about, man.
A comedian does funny things. A good comedian does things funny.
Diane.
Holy shit. You got my one trick question / pony. Here we go. I took my play very seriously, and I got way, way lost in my play world.
Gotta be Michael.
Correct. Batman said that. All my life, I've been happiest when the folks watching me say to each other, look at that poor dope, will ya?
Buster.
Correct. This is fun.
These are easy so far. Yeah.
They say pantomime's a lost art. It's never been a lost art and never will be because it's natural to do.
Michael? Okay.
Buster Keaton said pantomiming is never a lost art.
I'll never. Give you that one because he did say it, but in this specific instance, it's actually me quoting him. To this day, I have the most fond memories of some of my old toys.
Michael.
Correct.
Yeah.
Guys never really get over their toys.
Michael.
He's obsessed with toys.
In our family, my brothers and I shared toys. In other words, just because it was mine didn't mean my brothers and I didn't play with it together.
This definitely sounds... This is typical Michael Keaton.
Correct!
You know Michael Keaton's real name is Michael Douglas? But he had to change it.
I did know that.
Because of Michael Douglas, yeah.
Did you know that Albert Brooks' real name is Albert Einstein?
That's
right. But
he
had to change it because of Albert Einstein?
And now he's more famous than Einstein will ever be.
Yeah, exactly.
Not really.
And his brother is Super Dave Osborne, who recently passed away. Marty Funkhauser on Curb.
Funkhauser, yeah. And together they started Brooks Brothers.
And Einstein Brothers Bagel.
That's enough of the goofs, though. Let's get serious here. Plugs.
Comedy podcast.
A lot of these.
Oh, that's it? I feel like we're just getting started.
I sped through the Keaton one. I skipped
us
them
three should
you
start a podcast.
Feel...
That's really
Ijali
funny.
And Amir. Yeah.
Why the wise what? Bros?
Yeah, that's great.
The vowels wise. Because we're A E I O U and sometimes wise.
That's really good. That's really that's, funny.
I love that. That
would mute yourself,
to
guest
on it.
Mute yourself, Jeff.
I would listen yeah, I think, to it guest on it.
We're trying to talk right now.
I'd the love vowels
to
are going to sort of wax for the
I'd
next
love to be
few.
On it a lot.
Don't specify how often you want to be on there. Just duly noted, it's not going
to
happen.
It doesn't have to be every week, but
it could be fun if it's like, because like we could sort of play with the fact that like, you know, we're talking about wisdom. Like I'm 38, yeah. but I feel like a 21-year-old.
Yeah.
You guys are like in your early, Jeff, I'm talking. You guys are in your early 20s and maybe you feel more wise. So it's like this like play on like, who's teaching who about what we can both like sort of guide each other through like
yeah.
The different ends of like, you know, being like a classic, like 20 to 40 year old.
Yeah,
so we can like
yeah.
learn about pop culture. Like, you know, I can teach you about fucking property taxes and you can teach me about like, you know, in more important shit, like TikTok trends or what clothes cool kids are.
Jeff, stop. Please.
I didn't say anything.
You were laughing.
You're giggling like
yeah,
a
your
dumbass.
Laugh is distracting. Yeah.
Yeah. It was kind of loud in my ears. Like,
I and then we saw like chuckling.
It yeah, cuts through though. Out.
I think it's a good idea. I'm yeah. being positive to you.
You're making me want to rethink this with your enthusiasm.
Well, Leo, I
feel like you're not the target audience. And if now, you're really responding to it, I feel like maybe we're doing something wrong.
Now Billy's starting to second guess the podcast because you kind of. Because
I chuckled. Because I kind of laughed.
Just having you on board.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to do it anymore either.
Yeah.
I thought we had something fun.
Yeah. You know how like if someone smart is like, oh, you're really smart. Like then it like boosts you. But like
it means a lot.
Yeah. But the fact that you're like, oh, I love this idea. It just kind of proves that it's a terrible idea.
Yeah. Like when the biggest idiot you know is like, wow, you're just like me. And
there's this famous story that when Jeff, I'm talking, there's this famous story that when Ben Affleck and Matt Damon were pitching Good Will Hunting and trying to get funding for it, they put in a sex scene between them that was like just like a really, really out of place sex scene, obviously. And then anytime a producer would be like, oh, we love the script. They know that they weren't reading it properly and that they were not the right fit. And then when someone would go, oh, I don't know about this sex scene, they go, okay, you're paying attention. So we could go all four of us to pitch to different places. And if they are like, yeah, it sounds good, then we'll know that they're not the right fit. But if they go, whoa, this Jeff guy doesn't really fit, then we know that they really get it.
That's
you know what
it.
I mean? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. He's like so obviously like a canker sore on the idea that like anybody who's worth a damn will realize that and ask us to take him out. Yeah. Like,
exactly.
Yeah. First thing.
In the world of the vowels, Jeff's an F.
Yeah. Because he's consonantly like pissing us off.
Exactly.
Yeah. We should totally have guests on this podcast, like the
That's
three of
cool.
us. Yeah, that'd be really dope. Yeah.
I would love to be one.
I would love to be one of them.
Yeah, like someone really funny and like smart and wise.
I think I'm some of those.
What about Riley for the pilot?
Yo,
it's called the Riley
shit.
Piley.
Yeah.
The Piley with Riley.
It could be like the Jeff experiment.
I think I have her phone.
Oh my God. What about Jeff's roommate, George?
Oh my God. That would be an insane get.
Yeah, I don't have George's contact information, but I'd probably
I could DM him on
Jeff.
Insta.
No.
Oh, yeah. You, probably do that.
No, George I don't like fucking... any of this. I don't like any of this.
I guess we could get Mr. James in there for like one episode.
Oh,
Jeff's
me?
Dad.
yeah, that would be fun. Sort of like the wisdom of James, we can call that segment.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah.
Jeffrey's
That's
dad.
What I would want to call a segment.
Or Jeffrey's mom. Or
yeah, there's sometimes...
Jeffrey's sister, too.
Yeah,
everyone in my family except me.
What?
What other guests?
Why are you still here?
That's the question that stumped you. At Jeffrey James on Instagram, at Jeff Boyardi on Twitter. You guys plug your stuff. I'm gonna go.
Oh my God!
Yeah.
Finally, the vowels can sort of fucking.
This
scream.
Is like, yeah, this
Did
is like the podcast right now.
There was like a high-pitched ringing every time. I guess Jeff, now that he's muted, I can't hear it anymore.
He gave me tinnitus. He gave me tinnitus.
Tinnitus tonight. Yeah.
That's really funny. Joke of the fucking episode. Like, that it feels like, I feel like I had something removed, like a boil from my back. You know what it feels like? Yeah. I can like stand up. Like when the hangover ends and you're just like, let's fucking party. Yeah. Like that's how I feel. Yeah.
Like when you go see the hangover and you're just so stoked afterwards and you just want to go party.
That's another great joke that Jeff would have stepped on. He'd been like, yeah, or like a fucking the time where I gave a bagel to a fucking dwarf and he would be like, yeah, chuckle chuckle king or something like that. And we'd all be like, what the fuck are you doing? Yeah.
Like
man.
That was kind of funny because you can't even do like even when you're doing Jeff, it's funny. It. You can't you can't go down there. Yeah.
Yeah. You know how like you were likening being on this podcast with Jeff to like the like waiting for the end of the school day?
Yeah, like watching like the clock.
Yeah, right now it's like it feels like summer.
Yeah,
it feels like summer.
It is summer. Yeah.
When he left, I heard a fucking school bell go off. Yeah. But it was like it was almost like a beautiful melody. It wasn't like the. It was almost just like the beautiful tone of his silence.
It was like the homework of papers flying down, people throwing their binders up, throwing everything schooled out. Yeah. Yes,
almost a graduation. Like it feels like that podcast as we knew it is over, right? And this is sort of like, this is like the Berlin Wall falling down, a new era.
Or like the post-pandemic world. This feels like that like when you can finally go in public and take that mask off for the first time, that first breath of like, oh, this is the air that I've been missing out on, not filtered through this dirty thing scrunched up in my pocket.
Yeah.
That's Jeffrey's a dirty mask, and his exit from this podcast is a booster shot with 100% efficacy. Like we're at a party in the street. Yeah. I'm ready to kiss a fucking sailor in Times Square because he's finally gone.
Great. All right. Yeah. Plugs. Yeah. You know,
TikTok,
this is great.
Insta. Hey, man.
Yes.
Okay. He's gone. Yeah.
Thank God. Yeah.
I'm just, I'm on all the socials. Search me there. Okay. Bloomer on TikTok, trying to like get back in there, like trying to get the creative juices flowing again. It's been a while, but I think I'm ready to be funny again. I don't know.
Think so too. I feel like that. I got that sense from you. Not that you weren't being funny before, but there was something just holding you back. And
it
now
felt
it's
like I was on a treadmill where like every time I would take like rest, it would like push me back. Jeff was sort of like this wind in my face.
I'm also sorry. You might think cut out. I hate to interrupt you.
Go for it.
Just because we're in Jeff's Zoom still that my connection's a little bit off.
He's sort of like, he's ruining the bandwidth for, I think, my internet's slower now because of him.
I have a small part in the Ghostbusters movie that just came out as we're recording it today. So you guys want to check that out.
That's amazing. I wonder if it doesn't make sense, but like, I feel like if Jeff were here, that scene would be cut.
I think so too. It doesn't
like
make
there's no
sense,
reason.
And
for
yet
that to
I,
be the case.
I understand exactly how, what that means. Like it's one of those things that it's like a weird feeling. Like deja vu, where you can't really explain it, but you know it's like there.
We're all feeling like he would somehow bend time space in a way to make it retroactively gone or something like
that. In a weird way, I feel like if I had never met Jeff, I would be on the posters for Ghostbusters. I feel like I'd be the lead.
Yes.
But that's neither here nor there. I'm over it now. We've moved past it. And moving forward, I think it's going to open up a lot of new opportunities for me.
That's cool.
Yeah. Dude, that's so exciting.
Yeah. Johnny?
Nice. So you can follow me on Instagram at Johnny V, JohnnyVII. And you can also follow me on TikTok too, at Hey Jville. Hey Jville. VILL.
Classic.
Yeah, classic.
Jville.
I have a feeling you're going to get a lot more followers.
Yeah.
I don't know. There's just something. You're going to go, Johnny. You're going to go VIIRAL, I think.
Oh, nice. That's really funny.
Oh, my God. Oh.
Yeah. And so what was that? Did you guys hear that?
Sorry. No, I just felt like a shiver down my spine.
What was that? I keep hearing it. Sorry.
Yeah.
Some demented voice in my cans. Just trying to.
Okay.
Not demented.
I think it's gone. The fuck? I'm hearing it again.
normal voice.
It's, yeah, I don't feel muted.
Okay.
Oh, okay. He's
muted. All right, sweet. Oof. Another great episode. Well,
yeah.
Another probably quarter of a great episode. And
yeah.
Thank you to anybody that survived the first fucking 25 miles of that slog. Because the last mile was worth it. I feel like I have a runner's high from finishing.
Runner's wise.
Really good. All right. See you next week, everybody.
Goodbye, right. Everybody.
The vowels.
Bye.
See you guys, everybody.
Oh,
fuck me. What? My weekend's done.
That was a HeadGum Original.
Hey there, podcast listener. Good news, we're doing another HeadGum Happy Hour in New York City.
Whoa, that's amazing news. Amir, why don't you tell the folks when and where it is?
Okay, fine. It's Tuesday, May 7th at 7:30 p.m. at the Bell House.
Okay, and why don't you tell everybody who the fucking hosts are?
Yeah, that would be us. It would be, we're hosting it. It's Jake and Amir.
Okay, and how about this, you little piece of shit? Why don't you tell everybody who is going to be performing? Who is this show featuring?
All right, I don't appreciate being called that, but it is featuring Charlie Bardet, Natalie Rotter-Lateman of Exploration
Live. And why don't you tell them who else it's featuring?
Yeah, Millie Tamaras and Elise Morales of the Go Touch Grass podcast, and
some surprise guests as well.
More, yes.
And Mir, why don't you go ahead and close this out now? You say something like, thanks for listening, we'll see you at the show, or something like that. Why don't you go ahead and do that?
I will. Can you do that? So go buy a ticket at headgum.com/live, and we'll see you there.
All right, bye.